Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, Ben Brisbane is a young trainer who's been doing great things with his stable. He's got a host of runners entered over the weekend, including at his home track Wangaratta on Saturday, and he's got a couple entered at headquarters as well, and it's great to catch up with Ben. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, good, thank yourself.
Very well indeed. This could be a very busy weekend for you.
Yeah, we've got a few running around. It's just placing them where they'd be competitive.
How many have you got?
Get a result for everyone.
How many have you got overall at the moment, Ben?
We're up to about 50 marker now, but majority of those are all young horses, and this time of year, all the yearlings are coming into the system, so nice, exciting time of year.
You've really built the stable up well. 50 horses is quite a big yard at the moment. Is there ambitions to go even bigger?
There's an ambition for more bigger and better results, I suppose. Natural progression. Obviously, the stable will hopefully continue to grow. I'm not sure where the ceiling for that is, but we'll just keep doing our best at the moment.
Well, getting winners at Flemington in feature races and finals is a good way to go about that. You've got Storm King and you've got Forest Diamond entered. Are you going to accept with both of them at headquarters on Saturday?
We're just going to take Forest Diamond. Storm King, he's still on the right side of the handicapper, so we thought we'll probably run him at Bendigo tomorrow.
Yep.
Again, the 64-mile race, with the view of running him next weekend at Caulfield over the 2000. He's nicely conditioned to do that sort of thing now, and he's one of the more exciting horses in the stables, I suppose, with regards to scope and upside, and the dominance of his win a couple of weeks ago at Wangaratta was pretty impressive.
It was phenomenal, that win. He won by 7 or 8 lengths. And how was he 20-1?
Yeah, I suppose he's a very slow maturing horse mentally. And he's always shown us plenty of ability at home. But he's just taken a little bit of time to get things right at the races. And he really does get through a wet track better than a lot of others. So I don't know how he was 20-1. And I didn't have any of my own money on it, but it didn't surprise that he did that sort of result.
I haven't had a look ahead. I'd imagine you'll get similar conditions at Bendigo tomorrow for him.
Yeah, it's a heavy track at the moment. I mean, he's obviously still got some natural ability that on the better tracks he's still going to be competitive, but he just seems to be able to get through those wet tracks better than others at the moment.
All right, well, that's Storm King. We can write that down for tomorrow. You've got a couple of others I'll ask about in a moment. But let's get back to Flemington on Saturday, because you've got Forest Diamond, who's only lightly raced, going around in the Mahogany Challenge final over 2,500 metres. And she's a staying filly of some promise, just the 7 starts for 3 wins. And her last couple of runs, she's really shown that she can finish a race off very well. She does appear to be a wet tracker. 4 starts on a heavy, 3 wins and a 3rd. Can she figure on a track that's not going to be in the heavy range on Saturday?
Yeah, I think she can. I think she's got the natural ability. She's a really lovely stay in there, which we just had to take our time with. Early doors, she wasn't there mentally. And it just took us a bit of time to get her right and just, go through the system. But she started off over 1,200 this prep and ran a huge race first up, and then it just took a little bit of time to work her out, but she's doing everything right now to be progressing through the grades. The race just wasn't run to suit for her stand down a couple of weeks ago. And I really like her in this race. I wouldn't be swapping her.
She's a horse that likes to find her feet, and she's been a long way out of her ground, especially last start. Can she sit a bit closer in the run on Saturday?
She definitely can. I'd just love to see her draw a barrier to do it. At Sandown, I know there was only 8 or 9 in the race, but we were drawn 9, and all of a sudden, you go back to get a little bit of cover, and when the horses next you do the same thing, you end up a lot further back than you anticipate. And then when there's no pace in the race, there's not much you can do about it without flogging the horse. But I wasn't disappointed with the run. Billy rode sensibly that day to not bottom her out. Yeah, he could have won the race, but that could have been the end of her preparation. Mm. So we take out that race that she was probably the best horse on the day without winning the race. And I'm more than happy to take it now to a $200,000 race and get the win instead.
So is this what she's been trained for? This is her feature for the campaign?
At the moment, that looks the way. She just didn't quite come up to be that sort of get to that Oaks in Adelaide or whatnot. So, we're a month or two behind that now. But now she's come to hand nicely and looks one of those nicest staying fillies going around at the moment.
Do you like training the stayers and middle distance horses compared to sprinters?
I don't know if it's a preference, but it just seems to be the whole sort of horse that's ended up in my stable at the moment. Being English, but I do like the sort of staying types of horses. And I think there's plenty of places to. There's plenty of ways to place them over here to really be advantageous of the handicap mark and just letting them go through their grades nicely.
Well, it's a really good push on Saturday. Does Billy Egan ride Forest Diamond?
No, he's got to ride. He's got to ride Paddy's horse. So we've got Jamie Moss on.
He's flying.
We're not disappointed about it at all.
Yeah, he's going very well. Well, that's Forest Diamond, a really nice push in the Mahogany Final on Saturday. You've got a couple today. Otello, over 1,200 metres. All your horses at the moment seem to be in really good form, and it was a good win on the home deck last start.
Yeah, he's a nice little horse. He's in good form. He's had a handicap rating where this is just where he's ended up. It looks a sort of even field, and with even luck, he'd be... have more horses behind him than in front of him at the finish.
Is he a top three hope? He's a $13 chance in the market.
I think he is, but I think the majority of that field will turn around and tell you that they're a top three hope. So we'll just sort of see where his ability lies today.
And then in race eight, you've got Nordic Pride, who hits a pretty strong race today. Mm-hmm. And is first up, well, we haven't seen it since the 7th of May in Adelaide. You've drawn a wide gate. What are your expectations with Nordic Pride?
Yeah, he's been a marvellous horse for the stable. As you said, he's had a freshen up since that last up run. He won a trial a couple of weeks ago at Tatura. This is very much a stepping stone to a race we've got picked out for him at the end of next month, with a race in between. But he did run top three over a mile at Flemington at the start of his last preparation, so it really wouldn't surprise you if he was there at the finish, but he'll need a bit of luck in that barrier.
All right, sounds like we could be just a little each-way play or a luck tester today, but we have a good crack tomorrow, Storm King.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then we take that winnings and have a little something on Forest Diamond on Saturday.
That's the go.
And then after that, you must have a couple of specials on Sunday at Wangaratta, on Saturday as well at Wangaratta. What are we backing on the home deck?
I've got a couple of horses that have been running well in the maidens. There's a horse called Nordico who has had one start for a second at Albury. She'll be in the three-year-old maiden. And a horse called Grisby's Pal, who's placed a couple of times. He's in the open maiden. They're both in good form and they're both expected to go pretty close.
Very good luck over the weekend. The next few days, it could be a big one for the stable, Ben.
Thank you.